speaking on the main stage of the world's largest cryptocurrency conference, Bitcoin 2025, Vice President J.D. Vance promised an end to Biden-era regulations that he framed as efforts to thwart cryptocurrency.
Our administration, we prioritize eliminating the rules, the red tape, and the lawfare that we saw aimed at crypto by our predecessors. We're ending the weaponization of federal regulations against this community.
Ahead of his keynote address, the vice president had staged a political fundraiser charging $1 million a seat. He praised the industry and urged it to remain active in U.S. politics and policymaking, its power displayed in the November election when industry leaders like Coinbase invested some $40 million in political action committees to unseat progressive Democrat Sherrod Brown in Ohio in favor of Republican Bernie Moreno, a luxury car salesman and founder of an industry blockchain firm. Brown supported tougher regulations on cryptocurrency. Vance also praised Silicon Valley billionaires who supported Trump early on, Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, early Bitcoin investors. And the vice president touted the firing of SEC Security and Exchange Commissioner Chair Gary Gensler, to a large applause in the audience.
Maybe the most important thing that we did for this community, we reject regulators and we fired Gary Gensler, and we're going to fire everybody like him.
He called crypto a hedge against bad policymaking in Washington, D.C. Vance's speech comes a week after President Trump threw a lavish dinner at the White House for ultra-wealthy crypto investors. Into Trump's crypto meme coin, attendees invested some $148 million into the president's cryptocurrency, according to a tally by Reuters. Critics point to the blatant conflict of interest. Independent journalist Jacob Silverman, co-author of the book Easy Money, Cryptocurrency, Casino Capitalism, and the Golden Age of Fraud, spoke on Pacifica's background briefing from the conference about the Trump family and crypto corruption.
I think what's different about this crypto scam and empire that Trump is building is that the corruption is very obvious to a lot of people. And you don't need to know anything about crypto to see the corruption there, to see that, hey, people who some of whom we know very little about, or foreigners from U.S. who have citizenship in countries that are U.S. adversaries, are giving Trump millions of dollars. And there's really no other way about it. They are putting tens of millions of dollars, or even hundreds, or eventually billions, in his pockets.
Trump has established a strategic Bitcoin reserve for the federal government and pardoned Ross Ulbricht, the founder of Silk Road, a website that was key to the early growth of Bitcoin and black market crimes. The Trump administration has also undone or paused several enforcement actions taken against large crypto companies. Silverman says the payoffs are already evident.
And the most prominent one is Justin Sun, who is a Chinese crypto entrepreneur, though he kind of travels around the world between different island jurisdictions, and then he wears out his welcome and he moves to another island somewhere. And he is at the conference I'm at today, which is honestly kind of shocking to me because he would never have come to the U.S. under the Biden administration. He was under various investigations. He was being investigated for multi-billion-dollar fraud by the SEC. He ended up being the biggest purchaser of the Trump tokens, and he's also invested in another one of Trump's crypto companies. And then the SEC, after Sun made a $75 million investment in World Liberty Financial, the SEC dropped its fraud investigation into Sun.
He notes Sun was a speaker on stage at this year's conference, as were Trump's sons, Donald Jr. and Eric, and several other Trump administration officials. The Trump family holds about 60% stake in World Liberty Financial, a crypto project that recently launched its own stablecoin, a fast-growing form of cryptocurrency that's value is often tied to the U.S. dollar. The Senate advanced legislation earlier this month that creates a federal framework to regulate stablecoins, a bill Vance urged support for. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.